You might say, well, I don't want to vote because it's so corrupt. Look, maybe it's because your thinking is corrupt. We've gone to sleep, and fella, let's wake up, and let's wake up right now. Come November, that is the 4th, you call that friend of yours and ask him is he or she voted, and shame him into it if they haven't. You might say, well, Stuart, I'm certainly not going to vote the Prohibition Party ticket. Okay, don't do it if you don't want to. But let me tell you, did you know that the Prohibition Party is a fine old party, and it doesn't necessarily mean that Prohibition would come back if I were elected? It does mean, though, that if Stuart Hamlin were elected president, that you'd have a teetotaler in the White House. Did you know that the Prohibition Party were the first to advocate civil service, partial post, woman's suffrage? Your right to vote, lady, yes. Child labor laws and others. It's been a progressive party, and it's a grand old party, and I'm proud to run as their candidate. And my name is going to be on the ballot in about 37 states. If it isn't in the ballot in your state, you can write it in, you know. S-T-U-A-R-T-H-A-M-B-L-E-N. Oh, I'm not a great man, but I'm a sincere man.